Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Coast to coast.
And we are back for El Coast to Coast, hour number three here on a Wednesday. Sports Grid and Sports Grid Radio, Carver High, and go for the two. Joe Lisi in for Scotty today. I think Joe's with me Friday also, right, Joe? Getting you double dip this week? A little Friday action
like,
heading into the
working
weekend?
Working overtime with you. Yeah, I don't know. This is like seven nights this week, if you think about it. You put all the night seven times this week. I don't get a break from you.
Seven times this week, then you got big dinner on Saturday night that you got lined up also. So you got a lot going on this week, Joe. We got to send you into the weekend the right way on Friday. That's
okay.
For sure. Big dinner on Saturday night. Go for the two, baby. 2-0 now. Cleveland leads Oakland as they have broken through in the sixth inning. 3.5 was that live number when I asked you if you wanted to do it about 20 minutes ago. And you declined. So there you go. It's now 5, the live total. Still 2-1. Angels lead the Mariners. Astros are wrapping up the Tigers 8-2. And the White Sox have finished off the Giants 7-3 out in Chicago. All right, we have one game tonight, which is kind of weak. I mean, we had so many baseball games every single night to only have one game tonight. It will be about 7:40 East in Kansas City, where the Blue Jays and the Royals will get together. Alek Manoah on the hill for Toronto. Zach Greinke gets the ball for the Royals. Blue Jays minus 185, plus $1.55 for Kansas City. 8.5 is the total. I was kind of surprised, Joe, how it was a low-scoring game last night. It was only 4-1. And I think the total was 10 last night going into that game. So they dip it down a little bit to 8.5. With Manoah on the mound, who wasn't good in his first start, I like the over tonight, Joe, for this game. 8.5, minus 105 to the over. I think we get the ball start flying out a little bit at the K in Kansas City.
I'm with you. Let's take it a step further. I'm going to take Kansas City plus 145 on the money line and take them with the 1.5 as well. And then we could parlay it maybe with Kawhi Leonard over his total tonight in the NBA, 27.5 in terms of that game.
Why don't you put it with the golf? I mean, why don't you do something with the golf?
All right, if I were to put it with the golf, which one do you – I need your stamp of approval. Should I – how about – one of the guy I looked at that I didn't throw out there was Brooks Koepka at 44-1.
Oh, that's your guy.
Brooks.
Oh, you and him lifting at the gym. I could see you
that's
and Brooks.
A
little workout. Get me the shake, get the protein shake, me and Brooks at the gym. I see it already, Joe. That's, you know what? Why don't you do this? Why don't you do whatever it is you want to do in this Royal Blue Jay game? And why don't you parlay it with Brooks for like a top 20? That's Brooks top 20. You don't have to go crazy. Doesn't have to win the whole
is
thing.
Is it going to be plus money?
Why don't you put a little cherry on top?
Is he going to
it's plus money for a top 20. Brooks top 20 is plus money. Absolutely.
What about top 20
for Sergio? Give yourself a little something for the weekend.
Or Billy Horschel.
Stop with Bill. Listen, you said you wanted stamp of approval. I could back Brooks for a top 20. I can't back those other guys you got.
Well, now I know Horschel's live. The viewers should know when you're dead against it and you think it's got no shot, that's a buy low type of opportunity. So we're 230, boys.
230-1.
There you go.
230-1.
I tell you what. What would you do if on Sunday Nance is going Billy Horschel down for the lead?
No.
What are you gonna say?
No, he's not gonna be doing it. He's just not. You're getting the not happening, Joe. Horschel won't be there on the back nine on Sunday. We welcome in all of our radio affiliates, Pharrell Coast to Coast. On a Wednesday, Carver High and Joe Lisi in for Scotty, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159, Sports Byline. Good to have everybody with us here today. So there you go, Joe. One game, put it with the golf, and away you can go. That's for sure. I have some football notes for you too, Joe, because I know you, it's just like we were talking about earlier. Davis talked about the draft. You start sweating. So I wanted to make sure I had a couple of things in there for you. Did you see Eckler, the interview that he did where he basically, you know, he didn't hammer the Chargers, but he was like, I can't understand why they don't want to talk extension with me. I'm not happy. I guess I want to stay with them, but they don't want to talk to me. I guess I'm going to have to play one more year there and go somewhere else after that. At least he's not going to do the whole hold out and sit out. He's going to play, but not a good scene with him and the Chargers coming into this year.
Austin Eckler's a productive fantasy guy. He's definitely a very good running back, but he's not a must-have. Like, come on, can you see, like, teams, I need Austin Eckler. He's like, remember James White and Deion Lewis back in the day for the Patriots, and obviously Lewis moved on for the Titans. Austin Eckler is not, I mean, come on, we're going to compare Austin Eckler to Derrick Henry or one of the greats now? Come on now. He's like Devin Singletary. He needs to understand his market value. Look at Le'Veon Bell. He tried to go for more. Look what happened. Take what they give you. You're a running back. Your shelf life is 2 or 3, 4 years at the most. Come on now. Austin Eckler looked at as this great back. I don't care if he's been working out either. How about that? I'll outlift him.
Joe, from the top rope, not a fan of Austin Eckler. I wasn't expecting that today. I figured you'd be wanting, you know, let the guy eat. You're not, I mean, Deion Lewis, you just compared him to. I mean, he's honestly,
back in Deion, the day, James
Joe, the guy's better than Deion Lewis. Give a little bit of a break. He's better than Deion Lewis. Coast to coast. Back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we are back for El Coast to Coast on a Wednesday. Carver High, Joe Lisi in for Scotty on Sports Grid and Sports Grid Radio. One other note for you, Joe. We'll see if we can get through it without you dragging the player over the coals. Report says that Bill Belichick has shopped Mac Jones this offseason. I don't know how far Bill could have got, Joe, considering everybody probably said no when he called with his game. So I'm sure that Bill didn't get very far if he was trying to shop Mac Jones.
Well, let's listen. You know I bash players, and I'm not, like, thinking that Mac Jones is an elite quarterback.
This
like
is
Joe
the guy
Bob.
You're going to defend? You defend him?
But wait a second. He's had no talent around him. I mean, who is the wide receiver that Mac Jones has worked with? Jacoby Myers? Hunter Henry? Janu Smith? Oh, I know. Nelson Aguilar. Now, that's right. I forgot. Nelson Aguilar is the guy that's going to bring Mac Jones a Super Bowl championship. Mac Jones, okay, had one of the highest quarterback completion percentage in all of college football up there with Joe Burrow. So could we stop? The man is not that bad of a quarterback if you could put some talent around him. He's better than Zach Wilson. You want me to go through the list of quarterbacks that he's better than? He's better than Dutch Andy Dalton that still gets a job. I mean, come on. Andy Dalton's street value is like a bag of avocados, and yet he still gets signed by NFL teams. I mean, come on now.
I mean, I grabbed two NFL stories today. If you would have told me 2 hours ago which one's Joe going to smash, I would have said absolutely Mac Jones and not Austin Eckler. But sure
why
enough.
Why do we think Mac Jones is terrible?
Joe,
I don't
defending.
Understand why we think he's terrible.
Defending. He stinks, Joe. He's not an
NFL quarterback. No, Carver, I'm not saying he's elite, okay? But he's given the benefit of the doubt when he had two coaches like Matt Patricia and Joe Judge together combined, couldn't add 2 plus 2. Could we stop now? Let's see what he does with Bill O'Brien at the helm if they don't get Aaron Rodgers. And you know what? We're a Jet fans going to be then if they get Aaron Rodgers.
You like Bailey Zappi instead of Mac Jones. You get Bailey Zappi in there. You love these quarterbacks from nowhere schools to play in the NFL. That's a Joe Lisi calling card right there. Small-time quarterback gets big
broke
in the
Joe
NFL.
Burrow's you passing love that record. Story. I mean, I think the kid could ball a little bit. I mean, Bailey Zappi is a legitimate backup in the league. I mean, if Mike White could play in the league and he stepped up at Western Kentucky, Bailey Zappi can too. I mean, let's not bash him now.
Wow. All right. So there you go. Joe, pro Mac Jones, anti Austin Eckler here today on C2C. We move on. NBA now, Joe, from last night. A few things to cover. We'll start in Philadelphia, where the Sixers got a big win for their psyche and a big win for JoJo Embiid as he puts the exclamation point on his MVP season with a 52 spot against the Celtics on TNT last night.
Embiid puts it down! Joel Embiid has got a 50-burger!
Whoa, the Birdman with the quick call there, Joe. The quick hitter from the Birdman last night. Big performance by Embiid. He's the MVP.
Yeah, he's a man among boys, Carver. I mean, it reminds me back of the day the way Shaq used to dominate. In the playoffs, though, could we feed him? Could we make sure that he has the pill every single possession in terms of when it matters most? Joel Embiid will carry this team potentially to an NBA title.
And here's what I want. He's a lot of these times the past few years, he's gone into the playoffs kind of dinged up, kind of out of gas, kind of, you know, in that area. He's got this MVP now. That's wrapped up. They're going to be the 3 seed. They got a couple of games left. Now is when I do advocate, Joe, sitting guys down. I wouldn't play him again until game one of the playoffs. I'd just sit him.
That's fine.
Sit him right down there and make sure that he is absolutely 100% ready to rock when you get there. Here's Doc from last night after the game, too. Even he says it, Joe. It is over, your boy Doc. Let's go.
But what we did right was Joel Embiid. And if the MVP race is over, tonight we couldn't make shots. We had guys making shots, with open shots. The man just scored half our points in the NBA game.
That's hard to do.
And I'm biased, but the MVP race is over.
Over, Joe. Intense. I like that. Confidence from the
Doc
coach.
Rivers.
He's the one guy that I am worried about on that team.
No, Doc. Stop Doc's bashing Doc. That's all you do is you bash this guy. You let give him a shot. Julian gave you the shot.
You don't think that Doc deserves to be bashed for some of his playoff
possible.
Losses?
Possible. I'll put it this way. Right here, right now. If it is Milwaukee and Philly in the final, somehow, some way, if that's the way it does play out, I'm taking Philly. I think they win, and I think Joel Embiid gives Giannis the body, a little body English.
A little body English from Giannis, Joe is looking for there. Here is the numbers. The numbers do not lie. It is over. He was -210 yesterday. Had the big game, -600. That's actually gone even further today, Joe. I saw 760 is where that thing's laying at. So you can close the door on Embiid for the MVP in the NBA. Should have got it last year. He will get it this year. Good for him. Western Conference playoff race last night. Some critical games, including the Lakers, who were cruising along in Utah against the Jazz and then had to work extremely hard to finish the job. I mean, they were up 10 with, like, 90 seconds to go or a minute 40 to go, and they end up forcing overtime. LeBron took over there on NBA TV.
Minutes restriction in his return. Here's Schroeder. LeBron. Plenty of time. Ochai. There's a spin inside of the bucket by the all-time leading scorer in the NBA.
There it is. 135-133. The Lakers take care of business. As I was saying to Coach earlier, Joe, the one thing that would make me nervous is obviously they play the Clippers tonight, and they probably, the guys that, you know, normally sit on back-to-backs could have gotten some rest down the stretch, but now they worked very hard and they got a big game tonight. That worries me for the Lakers.
So are you not taking them then, or are you jumping on?
Well, the problem is right now, this far out, is their game time decisions, and the game is still 4.5, 5 hours away. So I got no idea.
Playing the Clippers, though, Carver. You think they're not going to play AD? Or I mean, come on.
Look,
they have
obviously
to.
Every game is important, as I'm going to show you in a couple minutes with the standings. Every game is huge right now. But Joe, they've already shown that they're going to sit these guys. I don't get it. If I had to bet on one or the other, I think LeBron would show up before AD tonight again.
They have AD listed. His total is like 26 and a half. I don't know. Here's the thing. They're laying one on the road. Are you gonna back the Clippers plus the points on the money line?
Clippers, I mean, Clippers and 3.5 now, Joe. Clippers minus 3.5. Well, so
that just moved then, because I looked at it when we started the show. It was like one.
Yeah. Yeah. When Coach came on, we took another gander at it. So that's probably the information that's coming in. Clippers minus 3.5. That tells me, Joe, at least one of them, maybe even both, ain't going to play
tonight
against the Clipper.
Then it's LeBron. I'm taking Kawhi. I think Kawhi, this is the night. He's juiced to the under. I think his total is 27.5. I'm going over it. This is the night he scores 30, 35 if AD is playing.
I think if one of them plays, I'm in on the Lakers. I need one of them out there. I'll take the 3.5 if one of them's going to be there. If they're both out, that's just they're punting the game if they're both not going to play. All right, Pharrell Coast to Coast on a Wednesday. Carver High and Joe Lisi in for Scotty. Sports Grid Radio. We will come back. A couple other things from last night. Go through every game tonight in the NBA. We'll let you see where those standings are in the West as well. A couple games left. Very tight for who's going to make the play into it. We're back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we are back for El Coast to Coast on a Wednesday. Carver High, Joe Lisi in for Scotty on Sports Grid and Sports Grid Radio. Baseball is back, and BetMGM has you set up. How about no runs first inning Fridays at BetMGM? What do you got to do? You got to opt in at BetMGM. Place a no run first inning bet on any MLB game. Bet no on the will there be a run in the first inning market. If your bet loses, but only one run is scored during the first inning, you will receive a bonus bet back equaling your stake up to $25. Bonus bets will be reflected once the wager is settled. This is available only on Fridays. Please make sure to read the full terms and conditions of the program before participating. So there you go. No run first inning Fridays at BetMGM. All right, Joe, let's get through the rest of the NBA here. One other thing, really, from last night, just because you love this guy so much. The Warriors beat the Thunder 136-125. Big win for them. They were down, actually, for pretty much the first three quarters of the game. And then they just decided to turn it on and smoke the Thunder in the fourth quarter and ended up winning by 11. Here's Jordan Poole afterwards. Of course, the Warriors have not been very good on the road, very good at home. Somebody last night was asking Jordan if he knew the reason for those differences between home and road. Here we go.
When you guys have this second half comeback formula down to a science at home, how do you pack some of that when you go out on the road? I mean, how do you look at that and say, here's what we need to do on the road?
Hello? Hello?
Hey, hello.
Hey.
Bro, if I had the answer for you, I'd tell you, bro. I ain't got that one for you.
You don't got the answers, Joe. Your boy Poole doesn't have the answers.
This was back in the day. You know, go back to when I grew up with Jordan and Larry Bird and the Celtics.
Here we go.
All the series. The teams used to win at home, couldn't win on the road. You tell me. I don't know. I go back to the Hoosiers with Gene Hackman. Same type of situation, same rim, same net, same height. You tell me. What do you want to do here?
Yeah, 40. Joe wants to break out the tape measure. Get the tape measure
out. Measure the rim. Guys, here's what I don't understand. They give it all their energy when they're at home. Are they given the same type of intensity, or are they packing it in at halftime? How does an NBA team get blown out by 40 points? How does that happen? The Celtics beat the Milwaukee Bucks, what, a week and a half ago? 140-99. I mean, you tell me. How does that happen? Gutless.
I don't know.
That's how.
Gutless. That's it. Well, here's the one thing I do know. A team like that, which has struggled on the road all year, and maybe games that they quote-unquote don't care about, I feel like that at least is the type of team that can change that in the playoffs. There's other teams, Joe, that don't have the track record to be able to say, you know what? They're going to be fine when the playoffs comes around. They're going to be more competitive on the road, and they're going to get things done. That team does have the track record to do it, which is why I'm not as worried about them as if this was somebody else.
Great point. But it still goes to killer instinct, especially when you go back to the playoffs. And when we talk about the old school teams, the great Jordan teams, they would never lose, no matter who it was, especially in road environments. You're going up against a mediocre team, you step on their throat, and that's it. You win the ball game. That's what great teams do. They win when they're supposed to.
Steph Curry's got killer instinct, Joe. Steph Curry's got
He's the only one, though, Carver. And Draymond, when he wants to turn it on. And when Draymond wants to play.
We're a week away from when you want to turn it on. So let's see if they all do. Oh,
so they're just walking through the motions. That's it. Here we go. Lollygagging.
I'm not saying that. We've been through this road already. If I'm going to back somebody out of that West, it's them. Because they've been there and they've done it, and the other teams have not. Kings beat the Pels. Raptors beat the Hornets. There you go last night. Cavs beat the Magic. And Rockets beat the Nuggets. Of course, Joker didn't play. A lot of the big spreads, Joe, did not cover. Me and Cam actually took all the double-digit spreads. I believe we were on the plus side. 3-2 they went. 3-2 for the big spreads last night. So that was a nice plus night there. Here are the standings in the West. Going into tonight, Sunday is the last day of the regular season. The point to look at is 5-12. Golden State now in the five hole, 38 losses. Clippers, 38 losses. Lakers, 38 losses. Clippers and Lakers tonight in the 6-7 right now. It's a big game. Pelicans play tonight as well. They are at 40-39. Timberwolves won last night to get to 40-40. So they would be in the play-in game. Dallas plays tonight, as we'll discuss in a moment. They are a half game back of Oklahoma City, who's played one more than them to try to get themselves into that play-in tournament. Still a lot to be decided, Joe, on that Western side.
The only two teams I could look at outside the usual suspects, right? And we're talking Suns, Warriors in terms of legitimate teams to challenge the Nuggets, right? I'll give you that. I could only look to New Orleans and the Lakers. Those are the only two teams I think in a playoff type of environment I would be all in. As good as OKC is against the spread, I can't buy into them in terms of, you know, winning a series and advancing. So I would only go Pelicans and Lakers.
Yeah, I don't think the Thunder would even win, Joe, that play-in game if they ever got in it. Whether they played Minnesota or New Orleans or whoever. I don't think that Oklahoma City would beat any of those teams in a big spot if they got the opportunity. I only am going to show you the East side for one reason and one reason only, and that is because we have one first-round matchup completely set in stone in the NBA, and that will be Cleveland and the Knicks. That is locked in. The 4-5 in the Eastern Conference. Cleveland will have home court. Donovan Mitchell coming to the Garden against the Knicks, Joe. Early feel right now. I think I saw the Knicks plus 145 to win that series. So they're obviously going to be a dog, being that they got to go to Cleveland for a potential game 7.
Well, they beat Cleveland, right? About a week ago as 3.5-point dogs. They did. Didn't they win that 130 to win? And that was without Randall in the lineup. So here's the problem, though. Donovan Mitchell loves New York, doesn't he? I mean, he beat up Brooklyn. He's going to love coming to the Garden just the way Trae Young did during the COVID year. That's the one scary concern. If I had to bet this right here, right now, I probably would lean Cleveland.
I would probably lean Cleveland, too. One thing I'll say about the Knicks, I think they're a lot better than that team that got whitewashed by Trae a couple of years ago in the Hawks. I think that this Knick team is better. The guys that are there are a couple of years older. They have Brunson as well. This right. will not be a quick 4 or 5 game walk in the park for Cleveland. I think the Knicks will give this series distance, and it might take 7 games for Cleveland.
So let's bet
to
that.
Be able to get rid of
let's
the Knicks.
Let's bet that. Which,
you want to bet 7 game? When they put those numbers up, Joe, let's put that in. Forget who wins.
We're
not
even
going to take
like
a team
what,
to win the series.
420? Think it
we'll
be
see.
Plus well, 420?
You know what? Listen to Carver and Lisi tonight on Sports Grid Radio. Between now and then, I'll try to get you a number for that, Joe, when we do the show.
I think
tonight.
I want to do that. I think 7 games is definitely – I mean, it's going to be Randall. They're gonna push him. Wow, what are you laughing at? Right. Donovan Mitchell, Randall is out. I know.
Donovan Mitchell. Tonight's games. We'll finish them after the break. The Nets are in Detroit tonight against the Pistons. Nets need this win. They're only one up on Miami for the 6th seed and to avoid the play-in in the East. But they're laying 11.5 on the road, Joe. And I know the Pistons stink. Total's 217.5. I think this is a little too heavy for the Nets on the back-to-back on the road to cover 11.5. They'll win. But that's a lot to cover.
Yeah, Pistons have been playing a little bit better, right? So I'm going to go Pistons as well, but I'm going to go under 217.5. I think, you know, now they need to win this game. They're not going to play undisciplined. I think it's more of a defensive effort. Give me under tonight.
Not much at stake in Indiana for the Knicks and the Pacers tonight. Knicks on the road, 4.5-point favorites, 228.5. Is the total in this one. I know Coach was pumping up Quickly or was it Quickly or Grimes? I think it was Grimes, actually, that he had for a bunch of threes tonight. It was Grimes over the 2.5 threes. So I could get behind that with Coach. Some of those background Knick guys to maybe go off tonight, Joe.
Yeah, but the Pacers seem to play the Knicks tough. 8.5, they've stepped up under that spread, especially as a home dog. I like them tonight.
Pacers for Joe Lisi at home, grabbing the 4.5 against the Knicks. The Wizards are in Atlanta against the Hawks. They, of course, have packed the glad bags already. They are grabbing 11.5. Sunday can't come fast enough for the Wizards. Hawks minus 11.5 at home, 233.5 is the total. Hawks looking to stay ahead of the Raptors to play in the 7-8 play-in game.
I'm gonna lean to the Hawks, but I'm gonna go over. I'm hoping on a game where we see 260 to 270. Could we get is that Beal? Could we get Beal through his total? Is he playing tonight?
260 to 270. You're looking for?
Yeah, why not? Why not?
Play the alt. Play the alt. Alt total. Alt.
All right.
245.5. 250.5.
Okay.
Alt.
Let's do it.
Let's go for the two.
I'll do that tonight.
We will come back. We have a few more games tonight, including Raptors and Celtics. Bulls are in Milwaukee against the Bucks, and that Laker-Clipper game at the Crypto. There's some hockey that we have to discuss as well. Pharrell Coast to Coast on the grid. We keep rolling right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Pharrell Coast to Coast on a Wednesday. Carver High and Joe Lisi in for Pharrell right here on Sports Grid and Sports Grid Radio. I just let Joe know I was trying to pump him up still for tomorrow. Tommy Fleetwood, last group out, 2 o'clock East Tee. He's playing with Spieth and Finau. I mean, he's like, I have him. It was 2 hours ago you got him. You got Tommy Fleetwood
he's
tomorrow,
Joe. He's only
Joe.
65
on.
To 1. He's not, yes, I would only. Love Fleetwood to win. I'm really hoping on Horschel to come through at 2:30. Well, I want one of the deep shots. Garcia, 109. Yeah, that's what I want. I mean, 65.
See, this is what
one.
I talk about all the time with you. You always got to be a glutton. You just, you're always looking for the big score. You can't go brick by brick. You can't build it. You just want the big. Bring me the wheelbarrow. You know, you want the big moment at the airport with the wheelbarrow. You want all of that. You can't just.
Yes.
It's all gotta be 230 to 1.
Yeah, I want
65 to 1 isn't good enough for you. I mean, a guy going to win a tournament 65 to 1. You're not gonna be happy about it. Come on, Joe.
I mean, I'm gonna be happy about it, but I'm
for the two. Right there. All right, NBA. Toronto is in Boston tonight against the Celtics. Celtics off the loss in Philadelphia. Toronto getting 3.5 in Boston. 223.5 is the total. Toronto trying to keep pace with Atlanta. They're tied with them for the 8th spot and the top play-in game.
Toronto's a team like they're Jekyll and Hyde. I was on them when they caught 5.5 against the 76ers, they lose by 7. And now all the analytics say Boston coming off the loss, right? Give me Toronto. Why'd that line go down? Why didn't it nick up to like 6, 6.5? It's down by 2 points from the 5.5 down to the 3.5. Something's up. Give me Van Fleet and the crew. I'm going to close my eyes and take the Raptors.
The Bulls are in Milwaukee against the Bucks. Another game where there really isn't anything on the line. Bucks minus 7.5, 231.5 is the total. What's the matter?
You know, Carver, we do the show every night. If there's one team that burns me, team, not players, team, what team burns me more times than not?
The Bulls, usually. You play the Bulls all the time. Yeah. Too much Bulls action for you. Much.
I know. So I should go against them tonight.
Or you could just play a different game. I mean, that's always a possibility as well. We could just, you know, you could move past this one. No Bucks and Bulls for Joe Lisi tonight. Maybe stay away from the Bulls for a night. Don't play them. Maybe the Grizzlies and the Pelicans who are playing New Orleans tonight would be more your speed. 6.5 is the number. Pelicans are favored. 227.5 is the total. Pelicans need a win, especially after losing last night to Sacra Tomato. But 6.5 is tough. That's a big number.
Is Ja playing?
That line kind of tells me that he isn't. I
know, but I mean,
yes.
See, I like the Pelicans as a dog better than I like them as a favorite. They're almost like OKC. They play better catching points as opposed to laying it. I probably like – I'm going to take the points with Memphis, I think, tonight.
You're going to change the – take the points. There you go. So, I mean, it's possible. They got a couple of guys who are day-to-day, game-time decisions, et cetera, as does everybody in the NBA at this point. All right, before I get to the Maverick game for tonight, which is huge for them, here's Luka yesterday, Joe, at the shoot-around. Of course, this has not really worked out with Kyrie Irving since the trade. They had Jalen Brunson there with him for years. He, of course, left for New York and took the big money from the Knicks, a low-ball offer from the Mavericks. Reporters yesterday asking Luka Doncic if he misses Jalen Brunson in Dallas. Here we go.
How much have you guys missed Brunson?
A lot. I
mean, you know, a lot.
Amazing guy, amazing player, you know, for sure.
Would you take that, Joe, as maybe a little shot at Kyrie? I wish I had Jalen Brunson here right now.
Are we shocked with the Kyrie situation? But remember the first game that Kyrie played with Dallas? He was jumping up and down, helping players up. Remember that? All that mojo,
days,
that positivity? Good vibes, baby.
Those days are long ago. Those days are long ago, Joe. Those are not around anymore, that's for sure. 6.5. The Mavericks are favored tonight at home over Sacra Tomato, who won in New Orleans last night. They're playing for nothing. 241.5 is the total. Man, they Mavs need the game badly, Joe, but I don't think that I could lay 6.5 with them tonight in this game.
They
probably lose the game. They'd honestly probably lose the game outright. If I had
to
take
the
guess.
Under, do we really think they're going to get 245.5 tonight? 146-100?
Yeah, I wouldn't play the under. I wouldn't play the under in that game.
All right, here we go. All right, okay.
I'm sorry. I would just play the Kings on the money line at plus 200 because the Mavericks just can't get out of their own way right now. And finally, Lakers and the Clippers at the Crypto. Clippers, the home team. They are now -3.5, 231.5 is the total. Here is the Laker injury report, Joe, from 1 hour ago that they just put out. Anthony Davis and LeBron James are questionable for
they're
tonight,
not playing.
Which means you're going to have to wait all the way until about, 15, 20 minutes before tip-off, unless somebody gets some information before that to know if these guys are going to play. And that, for me, Joe, means I have to wait until 10 or 15 minutes before this game starts to really know what I'm going to do in it. I can't just blindly take, because I wouldn't play the Lakers even at 3.5 if both those guys are out. So I'm going to have to wait for more info, Joe.
I'm taking the Clippers. I already put it in my head. I'm putting the square peg in the round hole one more time. And the fact that Kawhi is listed, I already checked his prop, 27.5 juice to the under. Tonight is the night he goes for 30-plus.
Look, Clippers didn't play last night. This is an all in for them. They're tied right now in the loss with the Warriors and the Lakers and all these other teams. It's a chance for them to get a little bit of a leg up tonight. If there was one team you want to, kind of blindly bet without knowing the status of AD and LeBron a few hours before the game, it would probably be the Clips, Joe. That's for sure. So there you go. Your night in the NBA. And you're on the Kawhi props, I guess. You're going to go and jump in the pool.
Yes, 27.5. Now, granted, he's cost me a lot of money up until this point, but at the end of the day, I'm willing to go to the well. Now, he's been juiced to the over almost every night. Tonight, he's juiced to the under. So you know what? We'll flip it. Contrarian.
Why don't we take, some of the secondary guys, Joe? Why don't we take some of the secondary guys?
No, volume. This is a complete volume play.
Take Russ? How about Russ?
Stop with Russ.
Why not Russ?
Stop. You're not getting me in on Russ tonight. No.
Russ can eat tonight.
Absolutely. No, you're not doing it.
Against the Lakers? Against the Lakers?
No, because that's the mind. Yeah, tonight will be the night. He had 34 a week and a half ago. That's his scoring total for the rest of the season. Can we stop now? It's Kawhi or bust for me.
You know he's going to want to stick it to the Lakers, Joe.
He's
going to be a good Russ night.
Saying it and doing it are two different things.
By 10 o'clock tonight East, I'm getting you in on something with Westbrook.
Probably be on,
it's going to happen.
I'll probably look at it. I'll alt everything.
We'll get you in, maybe, and bounce.
He's been good in the bounce. In that spot.
Oh, so now we're in. Now we're in on him. Oh, he's good. Big,
maybe
good
the,
with the
no
rebounds.
No points. Bounce. Bounce or assist. Okay. You can get me in on
there
Russ.
There you go. Your night in the NBA. Let's roll. All right, hockey, Joe. Only a couple games tonight. Here were the significant things last night in the playoff race. The Panthers beat Buffalo 2-1. Huge 2 points for them. The Penguins lose 5-1 to the Devils. So where does that leave us with those last two playoff spots in the Eastern Conference? There you see it, Joe. Florida 87, Islanders 87, Penguins 86, and technically Buffalo, Ottawa, and Detroit are still alive, quote-unquote. But as you can see, it's three teams for two spots and getting very sweaty here as they've all now played the same amount of games. Yes.
Well, I'll tell you this. Remember last year I was on Tampa Bay? I know you, every time I come in on Wednesday, you flash the East and Western Conference odds, right? I'm on Florida if they get into the playoffs. Vinny Viola and the crew just saw a video of Vinny the other day. He looks prepped. He looks ready. This will be the year that the Panthers potentially go to the Eastern Conference Finals. How about that?
So I just want to let you know the road. And if you want to back them, I know. Okay, the Bruins have been the best team in hockey this year. 125 plus points they're going to have. They would potentially play them in the first round.
Right.
Followed by the winner of the Toronto-Tampa Bay series in the second
Which
round.
They lost two last year. They got shut out.
I mean, that's a, You know, that's a meaty road just to get to the East Finals.
But you know what? Here's the thing. The way they played last year, right? They had the best record in the Eastern Conference, and they walked through the motions against Tampa Bay last year. This year, they're gonna sneak in and knock off the Lightning in the second round. Watch, you wait.
So they're gonna beat the Bruins and the Lightning. They're gonna win two series. Okay,
back them now, baby. Hey, back them now.
They don't call you go for the pucks for no reason. That's for sure. I mean,
you're
the guy who put Andre Vasilevsky on the map.
I did.
So I mean, nobody we have
knew
to go
him on the grid.
We did. On the west side, we gave this out. Me and Cam talked about this. I thought that Calgary would lose at home. They were heavy, heavy favorites against Chicago, and they did. Blackhawks beat the Flames 4-3 in Calgary. Preds beat Vegas 3-2 in overtime. Ooh. Oilers beat the Kings, which was big for the division. There's the West right now. So Seattle won last night, too. So that gave them a little bit of a cushion. Winnipeg with 89, Calgary with 87, Nashville with 86 right now. And that leads us to an enormous game tonight between Calgary and Winnipeg, Joe. So those two teams play tonight. I will give you the numbers momentarily. Let's start at the Garden, where Tampa will play the Rangers tonight to kick things off. Rangers minus 115, Tampa minus 105.
Yeah.
Total right now, Joe, sitting at a flat 6 for the game. This actually just moved a little bit right now. Rangers now minus 120, Lightning plus 100, and a flat 6 on the total. Good. What do you got there? Good. What are you looking for?
Taking the Lightning. They own the Rangers. They own them.
Wow. Own them. Own them. So the Lightning play tonight at the Garden. They're at the horse track tomorrow night where they play the Islanders, and they're going to start the backup Elliott then. Flames and Jets in Winnipeg. Jets minus 140, Flames plus $1.15, total of 6. Jets minus 1.5, plus 180, Joe. Jets minus 1.5, plus 180. We're taking them on
the
puck line tonight.
I'm taking the over, 6.
Go for the over, baby. Go for the over. And finally, your boy, Connor McDavid, is in the duck pond against Anaheim, but he's laying some big lumber, minus 350, total of 7. They're laying 2.5 on the puck line. They won in L.A. last night. I can't lay minus 350, Joe, and I can't lay 2.5 on the puck line. So we're just going to have to take McDavid props in the NHL tonight. Coast to coast, we wrap it up right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we are back for El Coast to Coast on a Wednesday. Carver High, Joe Lisi in for Scotty on Sports Grid and Sports Grid Radio. 4-4, Joe, in Oakland now. Bottom of the 8th between the Guardians and the Athletics. You laughed at me in the 5th, scoreless with the total at 3.5. They got over the 3.5, Joe. So that was an in-game winner if you went and grabbed it.
Even a blind squirrel finds a nut. Every now and then.
You're right about that. Angels, of course, that game went cold after 3 runs in the first inning and a half. Still 2-1. Bottom of the 6th there.
Dead
you only have the Royals and the Blue Jays tonight. They have already, Joe, bagged 4 games tomorrow. A lot of teams, of course, having their home openers tomorrow that started the season on the road. Yankees, Orioles, chopped. They'll try again on Friday. Marlins and Mets at Citi Field, chopped. They'll try again on Friday. Reds and Phillies in Philadelphia, chopped. They'll try again on Friday. Astros and Twins in Minnesota, chopped. They'll try again on Friday. A lot of games chopped tomorrow, Joe, for home openers, which is always sad. But at least they told the people early. I'll give them credit for that. Sometimes they make them
concentrate on the Masters.
Sit out there. Well, we're going to concentrate on the Masters. But I'm saying from a team and a baseball perspective, they make the poor people go out there, sit around in the rain for 3 hours, and then send them home. At least they gave them a little heads up. You know, don't come. We'll try it again on Friday. Speaking of the Masters, Joe, it starts tomorrow. Cam is with me for the entire coast to coast as we will sweat first round leader bets as we will have the last few groups coming down the back nine to finish it off.
Billy Joe, Horschel.
Great job. I'll see you tonight, Sports Grid Radio, 10 East for Carver and Lisi. Game Time Decisions is next right here on Sports Grid. Gabe and Cam have you back tomorrow for the Masters and the Day Baseball. Great job by Coach Young, DeCourcy, Davis, Maddock, Cam with the golf picks. Have a great night. Cash a lot of tickets. We'll see you tomorrow on C2C.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.